Hey friends, Darren here. Welcome to another episode of the Crafts and Creative Podcast. I'm excited to be with you. For those of you new around here, it feels like it's time for an introduction because it's been a while. We've had some episodes from the book recently, and now we're back to kind of regularly scheduled programming. And so my name is Darren Smith. I'm the founder of Crafts and Creative. And we just crossed our four-year mark, which is awesome, our four-year anniversary. This business started in April 2020, the best time ever to start a business, and it's just been a wild ride. So what we do at Craftsman Creative is we help independent creators and creative business owners figure out their businesses. We help you unlock growth and profit. We help you find your purpose. We help you shift your mindset. We help you define outcomes. We help you with things like finding more leads and getting more sales and increasing profit margin. We do all the business stuff. It's like a consulting company for creative people. And it's a ton of fun to do this work. And so the podcast is part of it. It's a way to share the audio versions of the newsletter that goes out every week. So if you're not subscribed to the newsletter, make sure to go over to craftsmancreative.co and put in your email address. You'll get my free jumpstart, like overview series of the movie framework, which is the framework we use to build and grow creative businesses. And that's a pretty good intro, right? Like you kind of get what we do here. We help creative individuals with their businesses. So if you're a creative individual and you need help with your business, well, you're in the right place. So excited that you're here. And I'm really grateful to Magic Mind. So if you'll indulge me, I'm literally going to open it and drink it right now. If the video was playing, you would have seen me down it, but that's how fast you can drink Magic Mind. They're our sponsor today, and I've been really happy with Magic Mind. So I just wanted to share like what's on the bottle, because you may not have purchased one yet, and I'll share a link with you in a minute on how you can try some Magic Mind. But it is a productivity elixir, so it's a great thing to take a few minutes before recording a podcast or writing a blog post or stepping on set as an independent film producer. So it claims, and I can 100% back these claims, that it boosts energy and focus, helps you crush procrastination, and elevate mental clarity. So here's the thing, it's got nootropics for focus, matcha for energy, adaptogens for less stress, and vitamins for immunity. So you use it alongside your morning caffeine or all by itself. The benefits build with daily use, I can speak to that as well, and it's best served chilled. My goodness, it's this nice little shot, fits in the palm of your hand, you drink it, you swig it, and it's delicious, and it works. That's the crazy thing, like I'm always looking for ways to increase focus and get more done as a creator, and this stuff works. So my friends over at Magic Mind have provided me and you with a wonderful up to 48% off your first subscription or 20% off a one-time purchase if you use the code CRAFTSMAN20 at checkout. So you can claim it at magicmind.com/craftsman. Again, that's magicmind.com/craftsman. All right, today we're talking about minimum viable numbers. If you've known me for any amount of time, you know how much I love talking about the numbers when it comes to our business. So last week in the society, during our monthly movie framework workshop, we were talking about visibility and the idea of knowing your numbers. So here's the thing. Each of us has a minimum viable number of leads that delivers the minimum viable sales, revenue, and profit for our business. But most creators I work with haven't done the work yet to understand what their business needs are. But then they often wonder why their businesses aren't delivering the results they want from it. So go figure. So today, let's look at what that number is for you so that you can gain more clarity and create a plan to hit and exceed your minimum viable number. All right, so we're going to start at the end and work our way backward toward where we are now. We can't magically make $100,000 appear out of thin air, but we can take the first step towards making $100,000. You know what that step is. We need to determine the outcome. So the question I have for you is, how much money do you want to pay yourself? Let's use $100,000 a year as an example. If you're a company of one, your business needs to make more than $100,000 a year to account for things like profit, taxes, and operating expenses. I typically peg those things at profit 10%, taxes 15%, and operating expenses at 15%. So that's 40% of what you make that's going to those things. So how much more than $100,000 do you need to make? Well, your salary then would be 60% of the total. So you need to use this simple equation. You multiply $100,000, the amount of money you want to make, by 1.6, which equals $166,667 if we're rounding up. So your business needs to have $166,000 in revenue in order to pay you $100,000. Does that make sense? Now, if you have employees, you're going to multiply your average salary by 2.5 instead of 1.6 because you're going to be accounting for larger overhead. Now, how do we make that much money? That's the obvious next question. Well, your revenue comes from sales. So what do you sell? Do you sell high ticket $10,000 plus projects to clients? If so, then you just divide your average order value, say $10,000, into your minimum revenue number, $166,667. So many sixes. So you divide 166,667 divided by 10,000, which brings you to 16.667 or 17 sales. So maybe you sell your time by the hour at $50 per hour. How many hours do you need to sell to make $166,000 a year? Well, you're going to use the same equation, 166,667 divided by $50 equals 3,334 hours. But wait a minute, is that even possible? Like, that's a lot of hours. 3,334 divided by 52 weeks means you'd have to work 64 hours per week with no breaks for lunch. A, it's highly unlikely that you'd be booked that much. And B, you'd burn out after a few weeks. I guarantee it. It's just not that sustainable. So this presents an awesome opportunity to look at the realities of your business and make some choices. Do you increase your prices? Do you hire others to do the work for you and take a cut? You could charge $100 per hour, work 32 hours per week, and have plenty of time with your family and friends, for example. The choice is yours. Now, if you sell $10 products like an album or a book, you would need to sell, that's right, 16,667 books in a year to make the same amount of revenue. So you can see how important it is to do the math here so you know how many clients, projects, hours, or sales you need in order to hit your revenue goal for the year. Now, lastly, we need to look at how many leads we need in order to get the sales that we need. The goal ultimately is to become oversubscribed. That's when you have more demand for your products and services than you have capacity. So if you can only support producing 3 feature films a year like me, 2 things need to happen. I need to charge at least $50,000 per movie, and I need more than 3 people to want me to produce a movie for them each year. As soon as I have those 2 things checked, I have an oversubscribed business making more than $150,000 per year. But what are the numbers for your business? How many leads do you need to get the number of sales you need? The simple conservative math says that 1% of your leads will buy your products and 2 to 5% of them will buy your services. The reason for the difference is that if people are becoming a lead for your services, they already know enough to want to reach out to you and schedule a call or talk about your services. They're further along in the customer journey. So the last equation for today's podcast episode, minimum viable sales divided by 1% equals minimum viable leads. Or you could substitute 2 to 5% based on your actual numbers. So for example, going back to our $10,000 product or our project fee, if we need 17 sales per year and we divide that by 2%, that means we need 850 leads per year, which is 70 per month or 17 per week. The question now becomes, can you get 17 leads a week? Heck yes, you can. At least that's the mindset you need going into the work of generating awareness and gaining visibility for your business. So what's your minimum viable number? Go back through or check out the blog version of this episode and work out the numbers for yourself. It's an important step to understand how you're going to make the money you need to make for your business. Now, for those of you ready to take action, you can come over and join us in the Society of Independent Creators to get the accountability, guidance, and community you need to help reach your goals and grow your business. You can join us at craftsmancreative.co/join, or if you want a little taste, you can go and take our free scorecard, which is over at craftsmancreative.co/scorecard. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.